Here we hear again about the usual suspects, these Pharisees who made it their life, their sole focus to fulfill all the little dictates of the law. Hey, not the Ten Commandments. Let us not be deceived. It's all these other things, 613 regulations every day. That was what brought them greatest self-worth. Could they check the 613 boxes every day? And one of those was how detailed of work you could do on the Sabbath. Obviously, the Ten Commandments, to keep holy the Sabbath, they went down to the very detail and saying, even so far as you can't heal. And this is where Jesus is calling them out and saying, you've missed the point. Okay? We've heard this before. We know this. This is the same old thing, but it's always true. It's always a good call to ourselves to ask, what is the point in what I'm doing? And if it's not charity, if it's not love, and that's where Jesus says, you know, there are these wells throughout the area, and animals would fall in them. He said, if your animal fell into a well on a Sunday, you'd pull him out. You wouldn't think twice about it. But yet me healing this man causes you concern. He's saying you've missed it. You've placed a greater value on your ox than on this one who is suffering. And there are a number of times, I think seven in the Gospels, where Jesus heals on the Sabbath in front of the Pharisees to challenge them. So that's a constant call to us to not get caught up in the details and in the box checking, but to keep love of God and neighbor as the sole motivation of all we do. And then he will be pleased. But there's something else to make note of. These were the Pharisees. Jesus knew what they were about. He knew where they were weak. He knew where they were sinful. He knew what was messed up in their thinking. But he didn't avoid them. Because at the very beginning we hear, on a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. So what we are to do is, yes, to not be like the Pharisees, but let us not forget what Jesus does. He's not afraid to go into those places where the people are screwed up. They go right into their homes. He wasn't surprised that they were saying this. He knew. He's God. He wasn't afraid to go into the homes of the sinners. So, it's a reminder to us that Jesus is not afraid of the places in us where we're like the Pharisees, where we're screwed up, where we're weak, where we're sinful. He's not scared of that. He wants to come right in. When does he come? When he's invited. And he'll come again and again and again. And then once he's healed in us, then he gives us the call to go into those very places, those relatives, co-workers, neighbors who are screwed up. And Jesus says, I need to be with them. So once he comes into our screwed up places, he says, now I need you to go out there to where people aren't understanding what I want. They don't know love, but I want you to be love to them. And I think that's the perhaps deeper message and more important for us today, to invite him in. He dines with the Pharisees, the sinners, the tax collectors, and then our call to go and to dine with the Pharisees, the sinners, and the tax collectors, those who may not have been touched by grace as we have, but will soon be. And Jesus loves to use us as he went right into the homes of those who needed it most. First this home, and then the homes out there. May God give us the grace to invite him in, and then to follow him boldly into the places where he wants to be and needs to be.